Hello and welcome to your last day of the Green Cleanse. This is Dr. Rita Marie and I'm so excited for you. If you've made it this far, you have been doing amazing stuff for your body. Congratulations. You just have one more day to go. So if you're still, if you're feeling good and you're not just so ravenously hungry and just so ready to go, please stick it out another day and start with tomorrow. You've got an awesome Green Cleanse post menu planner and follow the guidelines, read the instructions, read about how to keep it simple and eat light as you start to introduce bigger meals back in. It's, you really need to give your digestion, well, you have given your digestion a rest. And if you overpower it with even healthy but heavy foods, it's going to rebel. So it's kind of like if you had taken a break from exercise and then you decided to go out and run 10 miles the first day, your body, your muscles are going to be sore. It's not going to feel so hot. You need to ease back in. So go slowly, follow the menu plan, at least the guidelines in the menu plan, and you will be up to speed and eating really filling, satisfying, but very healthy meals through by the middle of the week. It's important that you think of this as a beginning, that you don't think of this as just, oh, okay, I did this thing for a week and now I can just go back to my old ways and still reap the benefits. It just doesn't work that way. Healthy eating is a lifetime habit, and the cleanse is a really great break. It's a great transition. It allows your body to get rapid change, rapid healing. But it's a beginning. So if you're planning on going out for pizza and hot dogs after you finish this, it's not going to do so well for you. Okay, so stick with the guidelines. If you've gone gluten-free, I highly recommend you stick with gluten-free for 6 months if you've got symptoms before reintroducing it. And if you don't have overt symptoms, then stay off of it for a month or two and then reintroduce it and really observe carefully if you feel like it, because so many people respond to it. But if you've got depression or anxiety or poor skin or low energy or digestive issues, whatever, staying off gluten is a really good idea. Okay? So I would recommend that if you're struggling at this point, is to really go back and revisit your goals. What were those things that just juiced you to accomplish when you set those at the beginning of the cleanse? I also highly recommend that you do the post-cleanse assessment, especially if you did the pre-cleanse assessment, because it's really great to see objectively in a score how well you've done. And what else? Remember, again, go slow. This is all about one bite at a time. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew. If you go too quickly, you're just going to thwart your efforts. Be kind to yourself. Even if you didn't make it every day the way you planned to, even if you had a couple of slip-ups along the way, even if you only made 3 or 4 days, congratulate yourself and most of all, reward yourself. Do something special for yourself after this. And I highly recommend it's not related to food, that it's something related to something that you love, you know, an activity you love, getting a massage, going for a hike, hanging out in the hot tub, whatever it is that would give you the joy to say, wow, it was worth it. And I honor you for taking this leap. I honor you for being with me. And I look forward to connecting again. We have lots of opportunity for you to continue with our ongoing membership program. And I encourage you to do that and just be there. And we'll have our post-cleanse call according to the schedule on the page. So thank you so much again and have a great day and enjoy that first meal. Chew slowly. Enjoy every morsel. Bye-bye now. Thank you.